add some wood smoke flavor to your holiday bird. We're starting with pheasant next on Western Life Radio.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Nothing beats a smoked pheasant or turkey. Brant Taylor, with Taylor Gunsmithing, gives us a taste.
The pheasant doesn't have nearly as much fat, so it doesn't take nearly as long to cook it. But chicken or turkey that you get from the store, they have lots of fat, so they take some extra time. And the other trick that I like to use is put a can of apple beer inside the cavity of the bird, the chicken or the turkey, while I cook that. Drink half of it and put the rest in there and let it cook. We have our own barbecue rub that we made from my wife's grandpa's recipe. We tweaked it a little bit, and that's about the only seasoning we ever use on meat anymore. And put it in, and I've got some plum wood that I like to smoke with. Any of your fruit woods are really good. Apple is a really, really mellow flavored smoke. I've used that lately on some pork and stuff. It works really good on chicken. But I've got a supply of plum wood that I like to use. Hickory is always good. Pecan is some of my favorite also. Plum wood is quite similar to apple. Pecan is fairly sweet like the plum. I really like using that pecan a lot. And hickory, if you're going to do bacon or something, that's the way to go. It does really well with pork. A pheasant only takes 2/3 of the time. It's the same process.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.